Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinish Masar, Be'akos Shalom, Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that Ein Odom Choshev Rosh Alipa Aponov, a Choshev person is not allowed to do Nefilas Apayim, which used to be falling on the floor on the face. Today we do it by the way we do Nefilas Apayim after Shmoneh Esrei. One Choshev person cannot do it on his own, Elin Kenana Ki Yeshua Binun, unless he knows he will be answered. Rashi says the reason is because if he's not going to be answered, yecharfu. So the tzibul will be very angry at him, will curse him, will mivaza him if he's not answered. The Marashon Chidush HaGadol adds, in the name of the Yerushalmi, because there will be also Chilul Hashem. What's the Chilul Hashem? That people will think that this Talmid Chacham, the tzaddik, is not real. He's not a real tzaddik. If it would be a real tzaddik, for sure should be answered. And the fact that he's not answered is that he is, that shows that something is missing by him. The Ben Yoyada adds that the reason why it's a problem is because people are going to make fun not only about the person, but they'll make fun about Nefilas Apayim. They'll say Nefilas Apayim doesn't work. And that's the issue for Adam Gadol to do Nefilas Apayim, because people will be mezalzel in Nefilas Apayim. The Ben Yoyada adds another explanation. There'll be a kitrug in him on the fact that he relied on Nefilas Apayim for his tefillah to be answered. So these explanations that we have, the Rashi, the Maharshal, the Ben Yoyado, all Derech HaPshat and the Gemara, why Nefilas Apayim is it causing a chiruf, why is it causing a zilzul on a person who's a choshev is not nena. But the Mekubalim bring, and that so brings the Rikanti Parshas Koyach, that the reason is because Nefilas Apayim is a very great inyan. It's a big thing. And when a person does Nefilas Apayim, he must be answered in order for it to be worth it. If he's not going to be answered, it's not worth it. And the Rikanti L'Chura is referring to the Divrei HaZoyar in the end of Parshas Bamidbar. The Zohar explains the whole process of tefillah that corresponds to the stages of the life of a person. And when we get to Nefilas Apayim corresponds to Misa, to death. A person does Nefilas Apayim, that's a little bit of Misa. And he gives his nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Nefilas Apayim. That's a kiyum of miso that he's getting in that day, that tefillah. And that completes the process of tefillah. So, as the Me'ah Shiloh points out, what we have over here is, when every time you do Nefilas Apayim, you're really doing a sacrifice. There's a little bit of miso going on. So when the tzibur does the Nefilas Apayim, so then you have the Koyach HaTzibur. But an individual to do Nefilas Apayim, if he's not sure, he'll be nano. He's sacrificing too much for something which he's not sure going to be bring a result. And the Rikanti adds that if you don't know, you should not be matriach in something that you will not be successful. You can't sacrifice so much if it won't achieve what it needs to achieve. And this really gives us a little bit of perspective of what is Nefilas Apayim. Why Nefilas Apayim can be done only with a tzibur, not in a yochid? Why Nefilas Apayim can be done only in the shul, Mikar Adin, only with the Sefer Torah? The reason is because Nefilas Apayim is a very big inyan, and you need to have a lot of misayim for Nefilas Apayim to work. And if it doesn't work, as the Gemara tells us over here, you don't do Nefilas Apayim. Nefilas Apayim must be guaranteed to work in order to use such an extreme measure. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.